setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go, live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville. You're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. In other words, it's about your purpose, your why. And I can tell you at a high level, without ever meeting you, that you were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you are needed. You're tremendously valuable. But it means you must do it. If you don't become the best you, be the best you, then you are selling someone else short. See, we are created to work, created to contribute, to give ourselves away. And when you're on purpose in your work, guess what? You'll make the income you need and the impact you want. I'm going to help you move from paycheck to purpose. That's what we do here. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We'll get to the phones in just a moment. But I want to address something within stage five. Now, a quick review of our seven stages to doing what you were born to do. Stage one is to get clear. All right? I get clear on what I'm good at, talent, what I love to do, passion. This is work. And then the results that I want to create. That's my mission. Talent, passion, mission. That's get clear. Stage two, once I'm clear, I can see all the different ways I can do this in the marketplace. I want to get qualified. That gets me to stage three. I'm getting connected and I can be in stage two and three at the same time. While I'm getting qualified, I can get connected. And I got to get connected for opportunities that I want. That'll lead me to stage four. The opportunity to get started is stage four. Stage five is get promoted. Now, we spend most of our time in our professional journey in the get promoted stage. Think about it. Sometimes even to get the dream job, some people change the dream job after they get the dream job. So they'll get promoted again. So get promoted, stage five. It's the longest season, if you will, of our professional journey. Because you get promoted and get promoted and get promoted maybe two, three, four, five times. Who knows? So I want to take on something that I think creates tension for some people in stage five, maybe for a lot of people. And that is that it is a competition. It's a competition. I don't know how many times we've gotten phone calls on this program where somebody says, hey, I was up for a promotion internally and I didn't get it. Who got it? One of my colleagues. Oh, so you're not just competing with candidates from the outside. You're competing with candidates on the inside. The idea, the very idea of stepping on the next rung, getting promoted, it is a competition. And I think that we all know that. I don't think this is news to anybody. But I do think we try to not treat it that way. We try to go, okay, now look, I got to be a nice person. Especially if I'm competing internally. If another colleague's up for the job, I got to be a nice person. That's, yes, you do. I got to be a good teammate. Yes, you do. But you also have to compete. And therein lies the tension. Now, some of you that are listening or you know somebody that's like this, they go, yeah, I don't really care about being a nice person and I don't really care about being a good teammate. I just want to win. And here's the worst part about that. Some of those people actually win for a season. They never win in the end, I promise. But I want to at least call it out because some of you listening or watching right now, you're going, oh man, I've been beaten by those jerks. I get it. Well, for those of you who are going, Ken, I don't know how to compete. I don't even think of it as competition because I want to be a nice guy or gal in the office. I want to be a good team player. I don't want somebody to see me as competitive. What? I got news for you. If you aren't looking at getting promoted as competition, whether it be internal or external, you're in trouble. Because most people are looking at it as what it is. It's a competition. This is what drives me nuts about what we've done to young people. You do realize, folks, that decades of everybody gets a trophy that we're not keeping score. Everybody's a winner. You do realize that decades of that have created professionals, millennials, and then the Gen Z behind them. All of that garbage, that philosophy, you know what it's done? It's created anxiety around competing. They've never competed before. Why? Well, there's no score. We didn't keep the score. Oh, we're just all winners. No, no, you're not. And we wonder why people are stressed out and have all this anxiety about moving up and getting promoted because they've never competed before. Of course they're nervous. Of course they're anxiety ridden. Oh, I get it. So here's my point. You can be a good teammate. You could serve the team. You can crush it. But you can also compete. How do I do that, Ken? Very simple. Apply the golden rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. Come on, don't overthink this. You can do your job and do a great job, support the team. You can support somebody in a role. If you're a team member, you're going to do something at some point that supports somebody else or vice versa. And if you're competing against that person, here's the deal. You compete on your own merits. You're not trashing them. You're not knocking them every chance you can get. You're not doing any of that. You're just competing on your own deal. Hey, this is what I'm doing. One of my favorite sports is golf. And this weekend, it's the U.S. Open. And so, Madison, I'm just going to tell you now, I've got to tell Stacy at some point, a reminder that it's U.S. Open weekend. It usually coincides with Father's Day. Is Father's Day this weekend? Okay, good. So I want to watch an obscene amount of golf. Obscene is the word. I just want to watch a lot of golf. My kids, they don't understand it. I just want to be left alone. A little bit of celebration, appreciation of dad. That's nice. But after we do that on Sunday, I want to watch the U.S. Open. I want to watch a good amount on Saturday, if at all possible. Here's what I like about golf. You compete in golf, but you are, in the way you're competing, there is no jousting. It's not like boxing or MMA where I'm trying to knock another person down or knock them out. How do you compete in golf? By playing your best golf. There's no, it's not like baseball where you try to strike somebody out, or basketball where you're defending, blocking shots, stealing the ball. It's not like football where you're destroying another human being in the name of full contact sports. Here's the deal. Golf, I'm competing. These guys and gals will compete against each other, but it's all about their individual performance. That's the analogy I want you to get. You're in a competition when you're trying to get promoted in the office, whether you're competing against internal candidates who are your teammates or somebody externally. Understand this, you're competing, but you're doing your best. You're trying to shoot under par, trying to shoot the best score possible. So understand, it's used the golf analogy. If you don't understand golf, you get that. You got to be your best. You do your best. You do your best at work. In your interviews, you do your best, and you put your score up there, and you hope that your best is better than everybody else's. That's how you compete. You still have to be classy and likable and honorable and reliable and all the things. You're not going to knock anybody and try to take them out. If somebody does that to you, again, you can't control that. So let's not forget that in stage 5, get promoted. This is a competition, boys and girls. Put on your big boy pants. Put on your big girl pants and compete. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun, but it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly 3 times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? If you want an easier job search, sign up for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com. Sign up for free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show as we come to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose in your work, which, by the way, will help you get unstuck in other areas of your life as well. See, we all live to make a difference. It doesn't matter where you live, what country, what religion, what race. everybody in the planet has got that unifying characteristic that we want to make a difference. We want to do something that matters. And I'm trying to help you reclaim your work. Life is too short to just work a J-O-B. Goodness gracious sakes alive. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Miranda is joining us now in Raleigh, North Carolina. Miranda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
I am living the dream. What are you doing?
Well, I am working in a position that I didn't think I was going to have. I didn't know it existed. And now I'm here.
Good.
So last time I called, I talked to you because I was applying for a different position. And it was something that I had been doing for about 10 years with a different company I was applying. And I just felt like I was a shoo-in to get it. But I had a little snag at my former job. So I called you to see, you know, how should I phrase that? How should I talk about that with the new company? Well, I did interview with the new company. I did not get hired by the new company. It did not have anything to do with what I called for, but it went pretty well, and my confidence was built up enough where I, even though I didn't get that position with that company, I just kept going and applying for new things. And so this position came along where now I am working for a real estate investor. And it has nothing to do with what I've been doing for the past decade, like the other job, but everything to do with what I want to do in the future.
Hey. So, you're on the ladder.
Yeah. So it kind of came out of nowhere, but God knows what he's doing.
Yes.
And when that other door closed, this one, I didn't even know this door was here.
Yeah.
And so I'm here now, and people seek after my my boss, she's a coach for other people, and they seek her services, but I'm being basically paid to be here to learn and, of course, to work and to do the best that I can and to offer what I have, but also to learn this business basically from the inside.
That's incredible.
So
you're being paid. You're being paid to get qualified.
Yeah.
That's so great.
It's pretty incredible. And I want to point out that when I talked to you and, you know, I had all the confidence and I was like, okay, I know what to say to this new company that I'm interviewing for, and that didn't work out. I was disappointed, but I think it's important that even if something does not work out, if you keep going, you don't know what's around the corner that will work out.
That's
so
right.
There's a reason why things went the way that it went with that other employer, and it's because this was here.
That's right.
And I had no clue that this was here.
Yeah. This is really important, Miranda. First of all, I'm so excited for you. Joe, can we show some love to Miranda? Because she's making some progress. Yeah. All right. The studio audience is going bananas, Miranda. They're all excited for you. Here's what's important that I want people to hear about what you just said. Instead of taking a no and just kind of sulking and stopping, you turned it into a not here, not now. And you kept walking. And all of a sudden, a no led to the right yes. Isn't that beautiful that we can't get to the yeses sometimes without the no's?
That's true.
Mm.
That's true. And sometimes we don't know what yeses are available without those no's.
Here's what I want the audience to hear. To the best of your memory, describe how you felt when you got that no recently that led to this yes. How did you feel for a day or for an hour or two, whatever?
Oh, it was, I can vividly remember. I didn't want to let that go. So I was emailing. So the recruiter that I spoke to, he's the one that told me, you know, oh, it's not going to work out. And I just, because I'm so perfect for that position, like on paper, qualifications, I was like, no. No. So I emailed him. I found the CEO of the company because I'm like, no, I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm going to find out, you know, what's going to, because in my brain, I'm like, if I press and I persevere and go up the chain and then I get a yes, it was worth it. I'm like, oh, that'll be my story.
Yeah.
But so I did all of that and nobody emailed me back. They're just like, no, we said no.
Yeah. You were trying to kick down a door that was an iron door.
Yeah. So I just had to kind of,
How did it feel after that? So first you were determined.
Yes.
You didn't get discouraged. You got determined. They're like, no, I don't think that they actually read my resume properly. I think these people are delusional. I'm going to get in their face. I'm going to remind them. I'm going to tell them they've made a huge mistake. That's kind of where it started. So then when nobody gets back to you, what was the emotion?
I questioned a lot because, again, this is something that I had been already doing for a decade. So mm-hmm. I've done this before, and you're telling me that I'm not qualified to do it.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to be doing then? Yeah. Like, it kind of just made me question and regroup. And this, the real estate investment, my husband and I, we own a property. We've always wanted to go mm-hmm. the real estate investment route. I just got my my real estate license again. But it was one of those things where it's like, that's what we really want to do. And if we try it and fail at that, then what? Mm-hmm. So we just never really tried very hard to actually make that work. And so I got disappointed with all the no's, or with the no with this job. But then I was like, you know what? No, I'm gonna refocus. After I got that no, that's when I went and enrolled in real estate school.
Yeah.
And was like, okay, well, I'm gonna pivot.
Good
because
for you.
What I've been doing is not what I want to do in the future anyway.
Yeah.
So since I want to do something different in the future, I applied for this job that was safe because mm-hmm. I've done that as a pattern in my life. Mm-hmm. I'll go for what's safe. But if I want to get to where I'm not right now, I have to do something different than what I'm doing.
Hello. So, and you did it.
So what I was doing was what I applied for. But so I can't do the stuff that I already was doing. I had to do something different.
There it is.
So,
well,
yeah.
I am really proud of you. Thank you for calling back. This is what I love about the show. This is not a one-time, you go on a call list and we don't ever let you call back. We want you to call back with progress. We want you to call back with answers, with more questions. And I'm so proud of you, Miranda. There's no stopping her. That is really fantastic. Let's go to Daniel now in El Paso, Texas. Daniel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You bet. What's going on, Daniel?
I wanted to see if you can help me get some clarity. I'm 30 years old, and I haven't got into a career yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've just been bouncing around to different entry-level positions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Daniel, what do you need clarity on? Are you calling me telling me you have no ideas or you've got a couple ideas? Talk to me. When someone says, Ken, I need clarity, what do you need to get clear on specifically?
Well, I have a couple of ideas, but I don't know if that's something
great
I really want to do.
All right, wait a second. You got a couple of ideas, but you're not sure if you want to do those. I'd rather hear, Ken, I want to do both of these things. I'm not sure which one is the best. So let's re-clarify here. Are these ideas just you got in the middle of the night and you have zero heart for it? You don't get excited about it when you think about it? What does that mean? You got a couple ideas, but you don't know if you want to do them.
Okay. Well, I've thought this for a while, and I'm trying to see if what I'm feeling is correct.
Okay, what are you feeling? Before we get these ideas, what are you feeling?
Well, pretty much is like the uncertainty of what would happen in the future.
Yeah, but that's normal. That's normal.
Okay.
Okay, we've got about a minute. Here's what I want you to do. We'll see what we can do in a minute, and if I have to, I'll hold you over the break. Give me idea number one. Give me the quick description. Idea number one is what?
Okay. Well, my history is I work with a lot of behaviors, so I've been doing a couple jobs enough for me to stay in it because.
Okay, hold on, Daniel. I know I'm putting you under pressure. We got 30 seconds. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think during the commercial break. You're going to get a little extra time. All right, you need it. All right, now listen to me.
All right.
When I ask you what the ideas are, I want you to tell me a career path, a position. So I want to do occupational therapy. I need you to tell me what the things are. All right, now here's the other thing.
I have them.
I know. Hold on. Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to lay out both of them for me, all right? And then I want you to be thinking right now during the commercial break, why am I interested in these two things? What's the why? The personal connection to these things. I want you to tell me that when we come back from the break. And we're going to give you some great clarity. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I just got a report today that our resume template package, it is a package of six fantastically designed, all different resume templates that are basically inspired by my free resume guide that has been downloaded by hundreds of thousands of people. So the team created six customizable resume templates built on my resume philosophy, which has helped hundreds of thousands of people. It includes instructions for building the resume, plus the 10 do's and don'ts of job applications. And you get 6 templates for, ready for this, $9.99. And I guess they're going bananas. So I don't talk about them much on the show, but people are buying them like crazy. So if you want to go check them out, kencoleman.com/store, $9.99. You get 6 different templates to choose from. You can mix and match and use them for different jobs and different applications. Great gift for your college student that needs an edge. So there you go, kencoleman.com/store. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose. So thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. KenColeman.com is the website with a ton of resources, free and those you can pay for. Just remember, I have 3 kids, three teenagers, so, you know, spend generously there on the store. You know, sometimes we pitch products and I go, yeah, I just need to tell them, you know, I got 3 kids, so, you know, buy more than one product. I kid, sort of. Just a little bit. No, we have some great resources there. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at Ken Coleman as well. Okay, before we went to the break, we had just taken a call from Daniel in El Paso, Texas. And Daniel, he's bound up pretty good. Got 2 ideas, not sure. A lot of doubt, a lot of fear is what I'm hearing. So I gave him a little bit of time as we were up against the commercial break to get ready to go. So we're going to bring Daniel back on. Daniel, all right, before we went to the break, I want to know, you had these 2 ideas for work you could do. I want you to just briefly describe the type of work, the position, the title. I don't care, the career field that it's in. What are these ideas? What's idea number one?
The first idea would be career coach.
Career coach, okay.
Yeah, and then the second one. Go ahead.
What's the second one?
The second one, something in mental health.
Mental health. Okay, and when you say something in mental health, tell me the engagement. Who are you engaging with? How are you engaging with people?
It would be talking to people.
So it'd be counseling.
Something like that.
Okay. Now, tell me why. Tell me why these are the 2 ideas you've been thinking about.
When I started thinking about careers, I was thinking about working with people instead of working with things.
Right.
I told myself that I want to do something that I'm willing to do. And I decided something similar to helping people in some way.
Okay. And I get that, but I want to go deeper.
Yeah.
What's the personal connection to these? Because one is a career coach, okay, and the other is straight up counseling. You're dealing with a variety of mental health, relational health, and so why those 2 ideas? What's the personal connection for you?
With career coach, it would be just because I'm trying to figure out what I want to do for career counseling, career coach, and I feel like careers are it's a huge aspect of a person's life, and I feel like if more people are able to get into a career that they really want to do, then it would help overall society.
All right. And now tell me why counseling, mental health.
Mental health, just my experience that I've had. I worked in, overall, most of my working jobs would be something in mental health. I work with people with intellectual disabilities, some with emotional disturbances, and then that's pretty much a good majority of my experience.
Tell me about that experience. Tell me what was most rewarding about working in the mental health space, working with people. Tell me what you enjoyed the most.
It would be the process of trying to solve a problem in regards to behavior.
So you enjoy that. Example, you enjoy diving into the problem, learning about it, researching, trying to come up with a solution, seeing the solution take place. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Have you struggled with mental health stuff?
I don't know. I've never been to any places like that. So
what about family members?
I've dealt with not family members.
Okay. So what kind of work have you done? Were you weren't doing the actual counseling, I'm guessing, some type of support role?
Pretty much. It's all support roles. I haven't done, like, for example, I worked in a group home that you would work with people with intellectual disabilities.
Yeah.
I'm working directly one-on-one with people.
Okay.
And with their diagnosis.
So here's what I want you to do. I think it's important that you look at the pattern between these two ideas. And there's a pattern, you know, let's call it a thread between the two ideas, career coaching and then counseling. The pattern or the thread is that it is about people problems. You said that, you know, I want to work with people. And both of those two professions are about solving people problems. So that's good news. There's a clear desire for you to engage with people and help them with their personal issues, okay? One being more career-related, the other being obviously mental and emotional health, and those all can come together, okay? So that is your big indicator. So what I want you to do to get more clarity and more confidence is you've worked in the mental health field. You can get pretty easily, you can get to and connect with people that are counselors. And I want you to talk to them about the journey to get qualified, because you're going to have to get qualified for that. You're not currently. So you're going to have to get qualified. How much is it going to cost? Get their recommendations. You have to go to a big expensive school. I can tell you right now, no, you do not. Nobody cares where you get your counseling degree. Nobody. Nobody. So let's figure out how much it's going to cost you financially, how long it's going to take based on the program itself and the finances. So how much is it going to cost me? How long is it going to take? That's your plan or a potential plan. What's it like day to day? What's the hardest part of counseling? What's the easiest part? What do you enjoy the most? What do you like the least? What gives you the juice? What sucks your soul out of you? Those type of questions. And when you get that information from multiple, not just one, multiple counselors, your heart is going to either confirm that this is a path for you or that it's not. Notice I said this is a path, not the path. Because when you are in your sweet spot, Daniel, you use what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, passion, to accomplish results that matter to you, mission. They must all three be in alignment. And in that situation, you're on purpose. And there's multiple positions, jobs, career paths in that sweet spot. So that's what you need to do. Go do that. That's how you get clear. And now we go, okay, great. That's what I'm supposed to do. Now I got to go get qualified. And there's four questions. I'm going to go ahead and teach this because we have new people joining the show all the time. Folks, it's going to blow your mind. Some of you are so intimidated by, how do I get qualified? Well, there's four qualifying questions. Once you know what you want to do, doctor, lawyer, physicist, electrician, here's what you ask. There's four questions. All right. First is, what do I need to learn? This is the education question. Now, again, doesn't necessarily mean a four-year degree or a graduate degree. Could be a certification. There are men and women that are going to Bethel Tech, who I partner with on this show, 9 months later, totally qualified to be a developer and getting $75,000 entry-level jobs. That's not a degree. That's essentially training. So what do I need to learn is the education question. Number two, what do I need to do? That's the experience question. What experience am I going to get in? Number three, it's the economic question. How much is this going to cost me? And then finally, this is the expectation question. Number four, how long will it take? So once I know what I need to learn, what I need to do, how much it's going to cost me, and how long that will take, guess what, folks? This very intimidating process of getting qualified, which paralyzes millions and millions of people. This is not an overstatement, folks. Four questions. What do I need to learn? What do I need to do? How much is it going to cost? How long is it going to take? Folks, listen to me. There's your plan. The answers to those four questions are the outline, the pillars, the foundation of your plan. What do I need to learn? Think about it. That's the education question. Well, once I know what I need to learn, I could go, well, who all offers it? And I could go for the least expensive option because nobody gives a crud where you went to school or where you got qualified. Nobody. Some of you are out there going, I don't know, Ken. Okay. Last time you went to the doctor, before the doctor saw you, did you say to the doc, hey, go to the back and bring your diploma in the big giant frame. I'd like to see where you went to school. Nobody does that. So once I know what I need to learn, I got options. Where can I learn it? Experience, same exact process. This is what I'm saying when I tell you those four questions give you the foundation of a plan to move forward. And guess what? Listen, it's not so scary when I have knowledge. Go get knowledge. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Hey, I'm very excited. Oh boy, are we bringing more resources. I cannot even wait for what we're bringing the rest of this year. But as of right now, very excited, partnering with ZipRecruiter, which they're the number one job site in the country. And the reason is because they make it really easy. I got to tell you, when we talked to the team, I said, look, we got to give our audience more and more and more resources. So we talked with ZipRecruiter. Here's what's great about ZipRecruiter, what I love about what they do. They got all these companies that are paying them for talent. So you can sign up for free. Did you hear that? It's free. You go to ZipRecruiter.com, you sign up, put your profile in there, your resume. You better be using my resume template. You're going to stand out. You know that. I just met a guy in the lobby, got his dream job. My resume works. It absolutely works. Here's the deal. You go sign up at ZipRecruiter.com. They start pitching you to companies that they've already got that are looking for people like you. Here's the best part about what ZipRecruiter does. This is why I signed on the line. I said, okay, this is awesome. They are not a middleman. They get out of the way. Once a company sees your profile and they like you, the company can contact you directly. That's a game changer. So here's the deal. Some of you won't make a move or go after a job because the job search itself is so disgustingly hard and gross and nasty and full of fear. ZipRecruiter takes care of all of that. Go to ZipRecruiter.com, one click. Get locked in, signed up, and get after it. You want to talk about the proximity principle? ZipRecruiter.com is one of the other arrows in your quiver, so go get it. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where Ryan joins us. Ryan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Ken. You're Ryan. So yeah, we're off to a good start. Yeah, sure. All right. How can I help?
All right. So my question basically is how do I've already been offered the job. They basically said I'm the guy.
Good. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. And so now I'm kind of, we got the ball rolling on things. It's a teaching job and a head coaching job.
Good.
And so I had to go through alternative certification route, and I'm getting things going. And I'm ready to get started. So basically we haven't talked numbers, but we did slightly in the initial interview. And the AD said starting pay for teachers, 43. Starting pay, like with the stipend, I think of a head coach is 55, but 55 doesn't have to be the number. You can give me a number, and we can work something out. And the way that he made it seem, he basically told me something along the lines of, if that's not enough, you let me know what you need. I don't want your family starving. Kind of a joke type of thing.
So is this a public school or private school?
Public.
Okay, high school?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so you're going to be teaching and being a head coach. So he's saying the 55 is the kind of the waterline. That's what he gave you because of the two positions that you're doing, correct?
Yes, sir. So from my understanding, the 43 is the starting pay at that district.
Okay.
For a teacher.
All right.
And then 55, I think, was the starting pay for a head coach.
And you're going to be doing both?
Yes, sir.
So my point is they're not going to pay you 43 plus 55. You're going to be probably qualified for the 55 number.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm trying to get caught up. Okay, so here's the deal. You have a family?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing for a living now? Before you take this job, what are you doing?
I'm a manager at an entertainment center.
How much do you make? Then,
it's $37,000 plus commission. Then I have my own wrestling club.
Hold on. Hold on. Give me the entertainment center job is 37 plus commission, which is how much? What's your total in your day job?
I just say 37 because the commission kind of just started.
Okay, we're leaving anyway. So you're at 37. How much do you make running your wrestling club?
And same thing with that. It just started to produce about $2,500.
Okay, so basically. Okay, so how long are you going to be able to keep the wrestling club, or you have to let go of that?
I'm going to have to let it go.
Okay. And you just started it, so you've not even done a full month where you could say, I was making $2,500 a month. You don't have any of that.
Well, I've had it for over a year, and now the past 2 months, it's made over $2,000
a month. So what's your question for me on the money? Because $55,000, you should take the $55,000, brother, because you've never even smelled $55,000.
Yes. And so do I just accept that, or because my reputation is kind of, do I go in and ask for more?
How old are you, Ryan?
24. About to be 25.
No, man, I'm not laughing at you. I'm sorry. I'm 46 about. No, hold on, brother. Listen, no, don't you dare ask for a nickel more than 55. You've never made close to 55. You're 24. Go in there and crush it. I would not ask for any more. No, I would not. Because here's the deal. You don't have enough experience to justify asking for more than that.
I have years of experience in wrestling. And then the next thing is, I have a small shovel right now, and I have a large amount of debt.
I get that. $94,000. I get it, brother. So that's where you need a third. That's where you need a second job. So if you got to let go of the wrestling club, you better find another way to make more money. Because let me just tell you this: the median salary across the nation for teachers is $63,000. Okay. I think that's what it is. Madison, check that really quick for me, please. Hey, Joe, can you have Madison check that? I pulled that up today. What's the median salary for teachers? Just Google that real quick. I want to make sure I don't give an incorrect number. I think it's 63 or 60. 60, 63. But here's the deal. Listen to me, young man. You're 24. You've never made that kind of money in your life. What are you going to ask for if not 55? Why don't you tell me what the number is that you think you should ask for if it's not 55?
I was going to shoot higher and then go, if they gave me less, I was going to be happy. But I was going to say 70 walking in.
70?
Yeah, I know that's a lot. But that's
okay. Was I right? I was right. Okay. So, Ryan, listen, I was right, by the way. It's 63,000. My memory serves me. I have three teenagers. I can't remember my name sometimes. It's 63,000. You're getting an opportunity at the age of 24 to get a teaching and a coaching job making 55. If you want to make 70, take the 55 and go make 15, drive an Uber, dig in ditches on the weekend. If we want to make 70, go make 15 another way. But I would not ask for any more money. And I sure as all get out, my friend, would not walk in and ask that man for $70,000 when you're 24. Do you hear me? Okay. You're going to shoot yourself in the foot. Will you please trust me on this?
Okay, that's kind of what I expected, and I just...
Yeah, let me be your... I'm old enough to be your dad, so I'm just going to tell you, don't you dare do that. Go in there and say, I'm thrilled. I'm so excited to get started, and I can't wait. What's the offer? And if he says 55, you go, thank you. I'll see you Monday morning. Come on, man. And listen, you can pay off the debt. You can pay off the debt. But if you got to get serious and get really intense outside of this job, then you do that. And you make the other 15. You sell some stuff. I don't care. But here's the deal. Here's the temptation for 24 and 25-year-olds. And the reason I know this, Ryan, is because I was once 24 and 25. We want to go in and we think, oh, I'm worth this. I'm worth this. I want to make this. I want to make this. Listen, there is no next if you don't win the now. You're going to be a coach. Let me tell you something about coaching, even on the high school level. If you are awful at coaching, they will fire you. I'm glad it's wrestling. I think it's wrestling. If it were football in Oklahoma and you lose 2 years in a row, they will fire your butt. Just like that, the same guy who's going, I don't want your family to starve, will fire you if you don't win football games. So I'm not going to go in and ask him for a nickel more than 55. I'm going to go in and go, thank you so much for believing in me. We're going to help these student athletes. I'm going to win in the classroom, and I'm going to win on the wrestling mat or whatever it is. Win the now, folks. Only then do we get the next. All right, my time's almost up. But before I let you go, I want to remind you that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.